The Blue Mountains Council received no objections to a proposed 17-unit townhouse development in Craigleith. Council held a public planning meeting on the proposed development on February 14. During the proceedings, there were no objections from members of the public. The proposed development, known as Pinnacle Townhomes, is located in Craigleith immediately next to the existing gas station on Highway 26. On the site currently is a vacant multi-residential building in a state of disrepair. If approved, the property would see 17 multi-residential units in four individual buildings constructed. Each unit would be approximately 1,800 square feet with three bedrooms and full basements. The development will be a condominium corporation. The property requires zoning and official plan amendments to allow 17 units, as current designations allow 12 units. Full municipal services are available for the development. Planning consultant Christine Loft presented the proposal to council on behalf of property owner Taylor Dewaring. The development will expand the range of housing options for the town, said Loft. The property owner and his representatives have entered conversations with town staff about keeping one unit of the development as affordable, attainable. Loft said under Bill 23, 5% of the units would be required to be affordable, attainable, which in this case would be approximately one lot. She said the preliminary plan would be for the owner to retain one unit to provide as rental housing. The developer is open to having those discussions, she said. The presentation from Loft estimated that units would sell for approximately $800,000 to $1,300,000. The developer has completed a number of technical reports about the property and has consulted with a number of agencies and government organizations on the proposal. While there were no objections raised from the public, members of council asked a number of questions and made multiple comments about the proposal. Cown. Paula Hope suggested the developer pursue a more aggressive level for the affordable, attainable aspect of the development. Hope acknowledged that Bill 23 sets the rate at 5%, but said it could be exceeded. 2 to 3 units would really be closer to what we need in the town of the Blue Mountains. We're desperate for rental units, she said. Loft said at this point the developer has been discussing keeping one unit for affordable, attainable housing. Certainly we hear the comments and we'll discuss, she said. Cown. Gail Ardiel asked how the town could guarantee the affordable, attainable aspect of the proposed development would remain that way for the long term. Can we stipulate it's a rental home for 10 to 15 years? Said Ardiel. Director of Planning and Development Services Adam Smith said there is still work to be done on the affordable, attainable aspect of the proposal. Smith said the town and developer have discussed the incentives available for affordable, attainable housing in the town's community improvement plan, and if that program was engaged, an agreement would have to be struck. That would be the means we'd use to enforce the affordable aspect over the years, said Smith. We're looking at a variety of options. Hope also asked about the tree coverage on the site of the development. Loft said the proponent has prepared a tree plan and said while some trees would have to be removed for construction, the largest two pockets of trees on the site would remain in place. Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon suggested that 6 additional parking spots for the proposal might be lean. That's a little tight for 17 units, he said. Council did not make any decisions about the proposal at the meeting. A staff report with recommendations will come forward for consideration in the near future.